Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel, the founder of Abel Business Institute, skillpreneur.com, right, Ed?
That's what, yeah, check it out. It's our new site.
Skillpreneur.com. So, yeah, check that out. Hey, Ed, we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about the practical versus the theory. I wonder if these entrepreneurial curricula that they teach at these schools, I wonder how much of it, maybe they do teach this. I hope they do. But I wonder how much time they spend on cash flow. Well, how much time they spend on the difference between cash and accounting. Or I wonder if the entrepreneurial curricula presumes that they get that in accounting. And I will tell you that what you learn about cash flow in accounting is not the same thing as the cash flow issues you have in a small business. What do you think, Ed?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I really do believe the challenge most of these academic programs are faced with is that they theoretically teach excellent. There's no question about it. But when that small business owner now is faced with making those decisions about cash flow, how do I change my cash flow cycle? How do I adjust accordingly? Where's the areas to cut? Where are the areas that I could stretch out? I'm not sure that the curriculums are teaching that. And, you know, on break, you and I were talking a little bit about that practical side, or one of the challenges I think behind practical is, if I wasn't experiencing it and you taught me it on theory, okay, cool. But it's when I'm actually experiencing it, where do I get resource?
Well, what I want to know is I'd like to see the curriculum that shows that you have, you know, $1,000 in the bank, you got $5,000 worth of payroll on Friday or whatever the amount is, and you got an order coming in, you got a receivable that's due this week. And so my question is, and of course you're going to have some receipts for other things, but what are you going to do to make sure that payroll gets made on Friday if that receivable doesn't come in? What is your plan?
Yep.
And could that have been predicted? Could it have been anticipated? And, you know, and what are the different things that you have to do, including providing for retained earnings in the company, including having a bank, a relationship with a bank that will allow you to flex, you know, with the working capital loan back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if any of that is taught in school. What do you think?
Well, I think, again, on a theoretical level, it talks about having a relationship with a bank. But on a practical level, I don't think it talks about creating that relationship now so it matures over time, so when you really need it, the banker's there for you.
Here's what I want to see in schools, and I want to see a class taught that is so real, a cash flow versus accounting course. I call it the three clocks of small business: the sales clock, the collection clock, and the expense clock. I want to see a class on the three clocks of small business that's so real that the students taking it, when they contemplate not making that payroll, they actually hyperventilate like a real small business owner. What do you think?
I love it.
Can't you just imagine the professor walking around handing everybody a brown bag? And the kids are saying, "What's this for?" He says, "You're going to need that later."
Well, that go one step further. The night before, not being able to sleep, knowing
you
have to make that decision.
The 3 o'clock wake up. Is that what you're saying?
But that's where mastermind groups and business owner mentorship comes.
Right.
and, you know, mentoring by a small business owner to a small business owner, mm-hmm. not, as I say, you know, pulling a hedge fund manager out of a hedge fund,
right.
you know, to help me with my small business
exactly.
because he's a billionaire
right.
doesn't help me.
That's well said, Ed. And I want to point one thing out. You and I are not minimizing the value of these entrepreneurial programs.
No, not at all.
We need them. It's just that it's not everything. You got to have a lot
exactly.
more.
Exactly.
Got to have a lot more. Hey, Ed, give us that website one more time, please.
Check us out at Skillpreneur, SkillPreneur.com hey. Or AbleBusinessInstitute.com.
Thanks, Ed, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always my pleasure.
Yeah,
catch you guys soon.
Ed Able, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.